So in this situation, they had tissue taken before anything, and then after the Bev alone, and then I guess at surgery?
At the very end, yes. But there was nothing left at the end, so it's very hard to draw any conclusions from or get meaningful data from them yet. We might be able to do that in the patients where there were some residual cancer cells. But as you know, the results were presented at the ESCO this year, and the 3-year survival is 100%. Again, this is an open-arm trial, so we have to be very cautious in interpreting the data because it's not a randomized trial. But there's a 3-year overall survival is 100%. 3-year local survival, local control is 100%. But the disease-free survival is, I think, about 91% or so in 3 years.
And one of the things that was presented there was the issue of the blood and physiologic markers in terms of the effects that was seen. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can. Obviously, I can talk about mostly published work right now, so I'll have to limit my comments to that, if that's okay with you, Neil.
Sure, yeah. I was just talking about the stuff that was presented at ASCO.
Okay. So in our 2004 Nature Medicine paper, we had already shown that if you give bevacizumab, levels of VEGF and PLGF go up in circulation. That was known at that time. Vascular endothelial growth factor itself goes up after you give bevacizumab.
But so presumably it's complexed with a Bev?
Well, that's what everybody thinks, but we think it's free. And we are developing assays to confirm that with different ways. Because we use something called MSD plates that measure free VEGF. If you use something called R&D kit, then you measure, then you cannot distinguish between free VEGF versus VEGF bound to bevacizumab.
What's your understanding of, and I know this is a complex question, but in terms of literally what Bev is doing? I mean, is it complexing with VEGF or what?
I certainly think it is certainly complexing with VEGF. Nobody's going to deny that. But I think there may be more than that. Because remember, circulation also has soluble VEGF receptor floating around too, right? That also complexes the VEGF. So as you said, it's a very complex situation and we're trying to resolve it. But I think based on our data so far, there is some free VEGF floating around too.
I also try to figure out, you know, I saw in breast cancer when Sandy Swain looked at Bev in locally advanced breast cancer, the issue of VEGF receptors in cancer cells came up. I never quite understood what all that meant. What did it mean to you?
Well, I know that paper in JCO with Sandy Swain, and Wedem is the first author, WEDM. Yeah. There is a hypothesis that agents such as bevacizumab have an effect on cancer cells because they are VEGF receptors. What we have learned in our preclinical work is in some cancer cells, such as GBM, we have some cancer cell lines that have VEGF receptor on them. But you put the drug and doesn't work any, do anything. So just because there's a receptor, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily mean it is really required for any survival function. But then there are other studies in the literature showing the contrary, that indeed this receptor is doing something, whether it's VEGFR1 or R2. Now, let me tell you what I can show you, mention to you based on our published work, that in our trials where we measure VEGF receptors, you know, we have 14 trials going on right now, where we try to do these correlative science studies. In the trials where we have measured the outcome as well as VEGF receptors, we don't see any correlation.
What tumor types are the 14 trials in?
We have about 4 or 5 trials going on in brain tumors, GBMs, both newly diagnosed and recurrent. We have 1 trial on head and neck tumor. We have a trial on ovarian cancer. We have a trial on breast cancer. We had just finished a trial on hepatocellular cell carcinoma, HCC, which was presented at ESCO. I think sarcoma also, we had another trial on sarcomas. So, but the agents are different too in these. So we are doing a sort of checkerboard analysis, so to speak.